Hello and welcome to the Nate Morris Podcast. This is your host, Pastor Nate, and we are shaking things up a little bit. In the past, this podcast has been one where I host and sometimes I have a guest on, and sometimes we talk about lots of different topics that come up, usually kind of hot button issues, both inside and outside of the church. Been on break for a little bit from hosting the podcast and really just praying and seeking the Lord about what the next season of this podcast would look like, and have felt that God is leading to just change the format a little bit. So I'm really excited about what we're going to be doing going forward. I'm still going to be on the podcast, but I've invited my lovely wife, Jen, to join me weekly on the podcast as well. So Jen is with us here today. We're excited to just kind of share lots of different conversations. Really, that's kind of the point of this podcast. We realize that at home, we have some really great conversations, and I think some of these things would be a blessing to people who are listening. And so we'll talk about a lot of the same types of issues that I've talked about before in the past. But now kind of the goal is really kind of more that like table talk style. Jen and I will address questions or talk through different issues going on in the culture today, and hopefully with a lighthearted and fun tone at the same time. And we're really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really fun to just kind of shift things up. So with that, though, before we get too far down the road, the name of the Nate Morris Podcast probably doesn't work anymore. No, it doesn't. No, because you're part of it, too, now. And so this is actually, it's funny because I've changed the podcast name once and now I'm changing it again. It originally was the New Day Podcast, and then it was the Nate Morris Podcast. And now it is a new podcast that we actually do not have a name for yet. Would you want to speak to that for a minute?
We're hoping you guys will help us with it, because we were trying to be creative and I don't know, it wasn't working. So we might end up with some very entertaining, weird name if y'all don't help us. So if you want to tell us what you think we should name it, if you have a creative idea. Otherwise, I told Nate my best idea that's not so great is to call it Mo Chat.
Okay. Yes, I know. Like, she told me that yesterday, actually, because we were trying to come up with a name for it. And I was just like, at first I cracked up, but then I just was like, I don't know if I can go there.
So if you don't know, we have some dear friends who used to refer to us as the Mo's.
Yeah.
So that's the background.
Right. So a word, the Morrises, people call us the Mo's. In fact, it's like the kids have had different nicknames of different types of Mo's, and I don't know. Anyway, so
help us.
Mo Chat. If you don't want this to be called Mo Chat, you can email me at nate@mountainlife.church with your ideas. Or if you know us, you see us around, we'd love to chat with you. And you can kind of share your ideas. But here's the kicker. If your name for the podcast gets chosen, we're going to give you a hookup with Mountain Life merch, including a hoodie, a hat, and a mug. Not just any mug, but one of our Mir travel mugs that are awesome. So it's a really good deal. I mean, I think that's like almost $100 worth of Mountain Life merch.
Nice.
So if your name gets chosen, then you get like $100 basically of Mountain Life merch that is all really awesome stuff. So come up with those names. You can email me at nate@mountainlife.church, or you can find me or Jen at church. If you have an idea, we will enter it into the bucket. We're going to pick them. It's not going to be a drawing, but because we might end up with a really weird name. Then might even be worse than MoChat. Worse than MoChat. So we're really excited about this new format, though. We're excited to let you in on some of our conversations. Some of them are going to be silly and goofy. Some of them are going to be serious. You might even hear us with two different perspectives on things occasionally. That never happens.
The fun thing, and the reason why, one of the reasons why we wanted to do this is that, you know, we often come to each other and be like, so I've been thinking about, you know, fill in the blank. And a lot of times we come to it with different perspectives, but we have unity in where we turn for how our perspective should be, you know, what our foundation of our perspective is God's word. And it's just really helpful to have these conversations, and we get at it. Like, we're both passionate people about what we think. So we want to let you in on differing perspectives in the development of thought, and hopefully do some book reviews and just have fun, just living life together.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I forgot about the book reviews part, but that's going to be a good part of it too, because we both listened. I listen to more books than I read these days. I do still read books, but with my commute, you know, 5-6 days a week from where I live to the church office, it's about, you know, 25 minutes, half an hour. So I listen to books constantly and podcasts and things. So we'll do some book reviews. We'll do some conversations. We might have some special days where we have guests on, possibly. I don't know. We'll just have to see, but we're looking forward to it. We're going to have fun with it, and hopefully you will have fun and gain some insight into different things as well. It's just kind of like a iron sharpening iron type of discussion is really our goal. And, you know, it says in Proverbs, as iron sharpens iron, so the one man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And so the idea is that we would not shy back from talking about the hard things, but keeping a light heart about it and keeping a soft heart about it, and just recognizing that those who have placed their faith in Jesus, we have the same spirit living inside of us. And so there's mm-hmm. a unity that's to be had, even when there's a different perspective. So, yeah.
But with that said, we want to welcome you guys to the conversation. We would love to get emails, or you can talk to us in person about things that you'd like us to talk about, even if it's something silly, something you're just curious, because we're going to take some time to be lighthearted each time on our podcast. But we also want to hear from you if there's something you'd like to have us focus on in our discussion. So,
yeah, totally. I think that'll be awesome. So I have a question for you, Jen, though. This is a very serious question.
Oh, no.
If animals could talk... Which species do you think would be the funniest to have a conversation with, and why?
The image that just popped into my head was a walrus.
That's a really good answer. I like that. Why the walrus, though? Why?
Just the visual of its little mustache whiskers and teeth going up and, or tusks going up and down.
That would be really entertaining.
I don't know what the walrus and I would talk about. But
for some reason, I picture a walrus having a really deep voice, almost like a lumbering voice, though. Yeah. Like doo doo doo.
Yep. All right, your turn for a question. So I have this little stack of cards here that I.
Okay.
We're just gonna flip it over and see. Oh, okay. Nate, what is the worst you have ever wrecked on something?
Ever wrecked on something?
Wrecked.
Okay. I've had lots of wrecks on things.
What's your worst?
My worst. Okay. I mean, I remember being in some pretty bad car crashes. I was in one when I was a kid with my parents where our van rolled. That was pretty bad. But I think wreck is more like you're skiing or you're mountain biking or something like mm-hmm. that. Man, there's a lot of pretty bad
there's
ones.
There's a lot of wrecks.
I haven't had any like really bad, like broke my neck, anything like that big. But I think I've broken my ribs a couple times falling, and probably the one that I remember the most was mountain biking last year, actually in the summer, early in the summer. And I just fell on this switchback and got tangled up in my bike and cracked a rib and twisted my knee that I had had knee surgery on out of place. And it was like, so I was pretty messed up for a solid 4 or 5 weeks from that. So yeah. How about you though? How was the worst that you've ever wrecked on something?
Oh, my worst wreck was a mountain biking wreck probably 3-4 years ago. I just took a corner too fast and the dust just fell out from under my back tire, and I slammed down on my right side, like still on my bike, and I feel that one to this day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's funny how as you get older, you start to you have a memory, a physical memory of your accidents. And it's like, oh, yep, that was this. Oh, yep, that was that.
Yeah. So but no, I like feel it. I'm still in recovery.
Totally. Yeah. Just in case you're wondering, today we are kind of doing a bit of a get to know you. You might feel like you know us. You might have listened to me talk before, but we kind of had the thought of Before we get into talking about subjects, maybe it'd be good to know who it is that's talking a little bit more about who it is that's talking and what our background is and our experiences are and what our relationship is. Just to have that kind of understanding of what it is that we are like, where we're coming from with our perspectives on things. So we're not going to dig into any hot button issues today. It's going to be more get to know Nate and Jen. So these little kind of silly questions are part of that and a fun part of that. And we may even bring up a couple more of those. But I think we want to kind of give you an idea of who we are, because, you know, sometimes if you don't know us, you might just not know much about us other than, you know, if you're at our church, you see me standing up there, or maybe you hear, you know, the podcast, or, you know, you might know Jen in passing, but we want to give you a little bit more insight into who we are as people. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a really fun way just to get to know each other more. And, you know, Nate and I were talking about this a number of weeks back. We've been thinking and praying about it for a while, but just feeling like having a diversity of voices on the podcast, a male and female perspective, just gives opportunity for more insight. So we're excited to share that with you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So, let's dig in a little bit to background on who we are, but maybe let's just start with as individuals. So Jen, you grew up in Denver and lived in Colorado your whole life.
Yep.
Yep. Tell me a little bit, tell us, because I know these things already, but tell us a little bit about what that was like for you, but then also how that shaped you in coming to faith in Jesus and also your relationship with the Lord.
Mm, that's a really big question.
It doesn't have to be huge. Just, just a little, you know, overview.
Yeah. So I grew up in Denver on the Front Range my whole life, kind of on the west side of town, northwest side of town, Arvada, Westminster area. And I was homeschooled almost every year of my K-12 education. And I was raised by a single mom. And I grew up in the church. I was raised to love the Lord and was, surrounded by Christian community. Although it was a little, back then it was a little disjointed in that being the child of a single parent, it was a little difficult to be in the church back then, but it wasn't all bad. And, I had a saving faith from a young age. I'm not one of those people that remembers when I was 4 years old and I said the prayer. I don't remember when I gave my life to the Lord, but I do remember in middle school, I started to just have a hunger for the Word and was prompted by a couple challenging questions to dive in deeply to God's Word. And it wasn't a deeply spiritual or emotional connection with the Lord at that time, but it was just thumbing through my Bible page by page using the concordance and just really getting acquainted with God's heart and through the Word. And then in high school, as some of you may know, my mom pulled like the parent card on me and probably surely changed my life for the better with a lasting impact when she said I had to go to church at least once a week. And she said she didn't care where I went, and I'm sure she did, but she let me have some freedom.
Yeah.
And I joined with my friend who was going to Crossroads Church of Denver, and I started going to church once a week and then twice a week. And over the years, it became three times a week or more, and just fell in love with the Lord.
That's awesome. Yeah. I think, I mean, for all of the mistakes that our parents make, there are some that are really life-changing good decisions, probably for everybody. But I think when I think about your mom and the impact that she had on your life, just that decision right there was probably one of the best decisions that she ever made. Just you have to go to church. You don't have to go to my church, which you didn't. Mm-hmm. You chose not to go to her church, you know?
Yeah.
But you have to go at least once a week. And that, I mean, well, that's how we met. You and I met there, which I'll get to in a minute. My story is a little bit different. I was originally from Texas, Austin area of Texas, moved to Vail when I was going into fourth grade. So I grew up in Vail, really. So I went to elementary school at Red Sandstone Elementary, for those of you who live in the Valley, Minturn Middle School when it was still around, and then Battle Mountain High School when it was in Eaglevale. And that was my experience, was growing up here. I grew up knowing the Lord, but around middle school, my family kind of faded off from going to church. And shortly after that time, my parents got a divorce, and I had believed in Jesus since I was seven. I actually put my faith. I do remember when I put my faith in Jesus. It was on Halloween when I was 7 years old. Cause cool. we were handing out candy with tracks in it in little bags to people when they were coming by our houses. And I was like, what are we doing this for? And my parents explained it to me, and I put my faith in Jesus that night. I remember that. But then, you know, so I always believed, but I think growing up and then my parents getting a divorce and then just kind of floating into high school and ending up in the wrong crowds and all that stuff, I really didn't have a relationship with God. I had placed my faith in him and I believed that I was saved, but I didn't really have a solid relationship with God until my junior year of high school. I got invited. It might've been right before my junior year. I got invited by one of my friends who was a troublemaker like me. His mom had asked the youth pastor at her church to do a Bible study for her kids and their troubled friends, which was me. And so this guy, Charlie Cummings, who was a pastor at what was then called Vail Bible Church, youth pastor, he said, sure, I'll do that. And he came and did this Bible study at her house. And we would go, you know, we were doing troublemaker stuff beforehand and afterwards. You know, we'd go and we'd be smoking cigarettes in the car, driving up, and then we'd go into Bible study and we'd sit there. And I remember he was teaching through the book of Daniel, which is kind of a weird choice for like an evangelistic outreach Bible study, honestly. But he was teaching through the book of Daniel. And I remember sitting there and just my heart coming alive, hearing the word taught. And it was like just a spark lit up. And I just realized that was what I had been missing and looking for, was that relationship with God. And so, I mean, my journey since then was up and down and all those different things, but that's kind of where I really, like really started walking with the Lord, was my junior year in high school and on into college. So
I just have to think and like just reflect on this, like shouting out to all the moms who you're not called to be the primary spiritual leader in your home, but you are leading in your home. My mom is the reason I ended up coming to a real relationship with Christ, her being the hard mom. You know, none of us want to tell our kids they have to go to church. I think it's a really predominant thought that our kids should choose it for themselves.
Right.
And even amongst Christian homes, I hear a lot of, I'm sharing this with them, but I really want them to make their own choice. Mm-hmm. And I'll just tell you, I wasn't going to choose to go to church.
Yeah.
As a teenager, there were other things that I wanted to do, even if it was just laying in my bed, listening to music on Sunday mornings or Wednesday nights. And my one service a week I went to was Wednesday night youth group. And it was fun and there was a good Bible study. But you know, as parents, sometimes we just have to make the hard choice. And I hear that in your story too, Nate, that, this mom was like, you know what? I'm stepping up to the plate here. I'm not going to wait for these kids to choose Jesus. Yeah. I'm going to ask them to, and I'm going to boldly go into the community and find a man to mentor these boys who, maybe weren't having other opportunities for discipleship from other men. So, sometimes we just have to go big and it's life changing. And I think about all the people in the stories, your story and my story, who went out on a limb to aggressively push us towards Jesus. And they're still a part of our lives in one way or another.
Yeah.
They've built a legacy.
Totally. And I particularly attributed that moment to this one mom in the community who hosted this Bible study. But I don't want to neglect to mention that my mom prayed for me for my entire childhood. And she always pointed me towards Jesus, even when we were in weird spots.
Oh, absolutely.
So that was really powerful as well. But I think the thing that you mentioned, and I don't know whether she told her kids that they had to go to this or not. I'm not totally sure. but probably. She probably did. You know what I mean? She probably told them, we're going to do this and you're going to be here and you can invite your friends, but that's what we're going to do. And just that, that decision impacted her kids, but other people's kids too. Mm-hmm. And your mom's decision impacted your life and the lives of other people, including my life too, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I think you made a really good point that sometimes we feel like we want our kids to choose it, but like if you give your kid broccoli and ice cream, which are they going to pick? You know what I mean? When they're little, like that,
right?
Even when they're in high school, are they going to pick broccoli or ice cream? Right. But what they need is that broccoli. They need the healthy stuff. And it says in Proverbs to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. I think the negative that of that is also true. If you don't train up a child in the way he should go, then when he's old, he will depart from it. Like mm-hmm. if you just kind of like, well, church is just sort of a part of our life and Jesus is just like an accessory that we get to when we have time, mm-hmm. your kids are not going to have, because of your influence, at least they're not going to default to a faith that is, you know, like that, a grounding faith in their life. They're going to have a moment where either they hit rock bottom or God's going to have to wake them up somehow. Mm-hmm. But if we can spare them that by building it in to saying, hey, I don't actually care which church you go to or which youth group you go to, but you're going to go, mm-hmm. you know, I think that's an important thing.
I think as parents, we have to, and by no means, guys, don't get confused. This is not a parenting podcast, but we're just on a little bit of a rant right now.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's a lot of things that we will go to the mat for with our kids. We're like, you are not leaving the house without proper shoes on your feet.
Right.
We're not going to just stock the fridge with the junk food items, you know, we're not going to let them ditch school because they just don't quite frankly care to go that day.
Right.
We push so hard in so many areas. This is another area that we should be really communicating to them and showing them how important it is.
Yeah.
And they're learning from us. So anyway, can I give you
yes.
I'm going to give you another lighthearted question.
Yes, let's do a lighthearted question. That sounds
ooh,
good.
Ooh, Nate, this is a good one for you. What is your favorite sound? And what is your least favorite sound?
I don't do good with favorites. I don't really have favorites of things. Like Zoe, my daughter, is always asking me, like, what is your favorite this? What is your favorite color? I'm like, I don't know. I like blue. I like teal. So my favorite sound... maybe like gentle rain or like kind of like being by a waterfall, maybe. I don't know. Favorites,
that's
I don't do
them. Sweet.
But don't give me that look. That's funny. My least favorite is probably chewing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The sound of chewing drives me crazy. I cannot stand it. I can't handle it. I mean, so if we're all sitting at the table and everybody's chewing, including me, then I can handle it. But if I'm like sitting on the couch and somebody's chewing gum and comes and sits next to me on the couch.
Or eating chips.
And like, I can handle it for about 20 seconds. And then it's like, I can't hear anything but the chewing sound. It's just... Yep, that's true. What about you though? What is your favorite and least favorite sound?
Oh, I'm not very particular about these things. Favorite sound would definitely be though, just like a piano solo. I just love hearing just a really good piano solo. It always has been. I played piano as a kid for, man, years, 7, 8 years, something like that. So I love listening to the piano. Least favorite sound. I don't have one. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
My kids fighting.
There you go. That is, you know, you're right. There it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, moving on to the next kind of phase in life. We both kind of got to that same point in high school where we were walking with the Lord. I moved out of my house when I went to college. So I went down to Denver to see you, Denver, and I got plugged in at the church that you were going to. Mm-hmm. And that's where we met, was there. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I don't want to bore anyone, but he started coming to my church. And some of you know this story that I spent like months trying to get him to date one of my really good friends because I thought, I mean, she was just one of the best women on earth. And he seemed to be a really great guy who obviously loved Jesus. So I thought that they should get together. And they never had any interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that was, I don't know. Then we eventually ended up dating and just had our lives intertwined at that point. We shared our friend group and
yeah,
we were at the church all the time. And kind of same story 21 years later.
It's true. There was some funny moments in there at the beginning, especially like we were kind of hanging out a bit and we accidentally ended up on a date because it was like this event that all these people were supposed to go to, but nobody showed up but the two of us. So we ended up hanging out, which was interesting. And then I asked Jen out like to go out with me, like boyfriend, girlfriend style. And she said yes. And then called me back later and said no. But then I did something equally as weird and like broke up with her later because I thought God was telling me to break up with her.
Confession time. Yeah,
I know. I'm just owning it for you so you don't have to bring it out. Then we ended up back together, you know, a few months after that. And it was clear that we just both felt like God had called us to be together and mm-hmm. to get married. And so we got engaged and got married. I was 20 years old. Jen was 19 years old. So we were youngins for sure. Mm-hmm. But now this year, coming up in the next couple of weeks, we will have been married for 21 years. So it's been an awesome, crazy, all over the place journey of things that we did not expect and could mm-hmm. not have anticipated. And it's just been God the whole way. So mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, it really has been him the whole way. I don't think either one of us grew up believing that we would get married at a young age or believing that we'd find the person that we would fall in love with, that we were called to marry at a young age. And I thought I was going to go live internationally and study international business. I was looking at going to NYU or overseas to finish my college education. And God had other plans. And yeah, I'm glad.
He did.
But it took a little releasing, like, okay.
Yeah, it was constant releasing. It's funny how that's just part of walking through life. I mean, I remember we were married and you were in the business world and had kind of a, man, like God just gave you favor in the business world. Jen mm-hmm. went as from like being 17 years old, like being an assistant admin to 2 years later, she was the branch operations manager. First, she was a compliance officer,
yeah,
which was kind of funny in and of itself because there's this little 18-year-old girl like keeping 50-year-old men in check. Mm-hmm. But then she was the branch operations manager for like this financial planning firm that had 250 employees. It was just crazy. Just like could not make the stuff up. And God just moved. But I think it was interesting because then he just as quickly moved us out of that.
Yeah.
And we moved to, I had been in a band, played music. We mm-hmm. decided to move to the Vail Valley. We felt like God was calling us there. Didn't really know why. But when we got here, I was doing some graphic design as a business and Jen came on staff part-time at the church. And we were just plugging in and loving being involved in church life. Didn't really have ministry on our radar much at that point, aside from just wanting to be involved in the things of God. And at this one point, I realized that they needed a worship leader at the church. And so I shared with the pastor my heart for worship. I was a musician. I had been wanting to do worship music, worship ministry. And he hired me on staff to kind of be the worship leader, worship pastor. He used the term pastor, which I really didn't like at the time because I never wanted to be a pastor. But I was like, okay, well, I get to do music and do it for the Lord. And Jen and I both worked at the church for a few years. And after the first year of being here, though, the pastor, who's a friend of mine, he's like, hey, you're not going to be in charge of worship anymore. Now you're going to be an assistant pastor and I'm going to have you teach more. I'm going to have you oversee missions. And I was like, I don't want to do this. Do you remember those conversations?
I do. It was wild. I think you're right when you made the observation that we just keep getting called out of things and into things that are surprising to us. That's just one more of them where we just thought we were going to just live here in the Vail Valley and be part of church community. That's always been really important to us. But had no idea we were going to enter into full-time ministry, you know, paid, you know, the privilege of being on staff.
Yeah. And there's so many details in there that we don't have time to fill you in on today of how God worked and moved. But I transitioned into pastoral ministry, which I didn't want to do, but God really revealed through that that's what he was calling me and us to, mm-hmm. which was an interesting, again, an interesting shift of releasing. We talked about releasing before, of releasing what we had as our plans and our desires to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And as he did that, he then called us to move to Lakewood, Denver, and plant a church, which was crazy. We had been here for almost 3 years, and God called us out, and we kind of mm-hmm. stepped out in faith and moved to Lakewood and started a church down there. And it's just crazy stories. I mean, you'll hear more of that at some other time, because we really don't have enough time to get into the full details of it. But God just moving time and again and again and again and again in provision and blessing and stepping out and
challenges.
And yeah, 100%.
Meeting us in those
really, really difficult times too. Health challenges and church challenges and all kinds of different things. And then 7 years later, God called us back up here to the Vail Valley where we are now and have been for the past 6 years. So it's that's a long story, very, very short. Yep. We'll have to give you some more info another time, but
and that's kind of our quick overview of ministry life. But in the meantime, we've had 3 kids.
Yeah.
Oldest is almost 14, and then 11 and 8 years old. And much to my surprise, we were called to homeschool them back when the firstborn was going into kindergarten. God put that on our hearts, and we just said yes, even though that wasn't in our game plan. That was mm-hmm. the Lord's plan. So we said yes. And each year since, to our surprise, he's returned that call to our family to homeschool the kids. And there's been blessings and challenges in that too. And so we press on in that.
Yeah, it's been interesting, because Jen grew up being homeschooled for the most part, not completely, but for the most part. I experienced homeschooling when I was really young. And then we just weren't really feeling like that's what we were going to do. Like, we didn't actually think we were going to homeschool our kids, but we ended up.
Yeah, I was homeschooled, and I was like, not ever going to do that, because I saw how hard my mom worked.
Yeah.
And was sure that public school or private school, I was like, that will be just fine. That'll do the job. Yeah. And
right.
Lo and behold.
It's so interesting how God moves and leads. I mean, because just thinking about the position that you were in at AXA, which is where you were working, you know, in this high management position, but then, and that was what you felt like you wanted, but then mm-hmm. realizing it wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't fulfilling like you thought it would be. And then God just calling into a totally different direction. But yeah, so that's kind of our story in a nutshell. That's mm-hmm. pretty short, even though this has been over 30 minutes already. That's, I think we'll probably elaborate on that in other episodes, but just wanted to give you the background of kind of who we are, how we got where we are, maybe a little bit of perspective for when we share our perspectives, what might be informing some of those things, aside from the scriptures, and really just to say, hey, this is us. This is the Morrises. This is who we are. So the upcoming episodes, we'll be talking more about specific topics and issues we might be talking about. We might be talking about parenting sometimes, but parenting isn't the focus of this podcast at all. We might be talking about politics. We might be talking about ministry. We might be talking about, gender roles in the church. We might be talking about all kinds of different things. We'll just, there's all kinds of stuff that we'll talk about. And we want to know what you would like to hear us talk about. Mm-hmm. If you have questions that you would like to hear addressed, we'd love to have you share those with us. You can do it again. You can email me at nate@mountainlife.church, or you can,
Email me. I'm a little bit better at my emails. It's Jen, JEN@mountainlife.church.
Yes, that's great. You can email Jen or I at the church, and we would love to answer your questions. And it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to doing this with you. It's really fun.
Yeah.
So.
And we want your feedback too. As we get into some topics, we hope that you'll share your thoughts with us. If there's something that you want us to dive a little deeper into, or maybe explain what we meant, anything like that, please reach out. We would love to dialogue with you.
All right. Awesome. So I have one last question for you, Jen, and then we'll be signing off. Okay. If you could have a superpower that's completely useless, what would it be?
useless?
Yeah. And why?
I have no purpose. Useless superpower. Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe flying. Just for fun.
Okay. Flying would be really fun. That's a useful superpower, but I'll accept it. I'll accept that answer. That's okay. That is a useful superpower. You could get places, you know, things like that. Mm. I mean, I guess every superpower has some use.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I were trying to pick like a truly useless superpower, it would probably be eating as much sugar as I want without gaining weight. Or having any adverse health effects. You know what I mean? Like maybe. I can just eat whatever I want. Whatever. That's not the way life works, is it?
No.
It's not. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Again, we want to know what your ideas are for potential names of this podcast as well. Not just your ideas for questions. We are at a naming crisis because otherwise it might end up being called MoChat. So, I mean, I guess if you like MoChat, then maybe vote for that. But I don't know. I don't know if I can handle that. So, thanks for listening in, and we will be back with you soon.